This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Shout out to the Yin Yang Twin, who was able to get after it. Really helped me through some college years. I know for you that was more Little League.
That was my warm-up music at Baytown East.
That's Bar Dallas for me.
There you go. You old asses.
Yeah, can of room, Bar Dallas.
There you go. There you go. This news here today, and I feel like there is a mixed feeling from Texans fans on this, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch as well. On this, Jordan Schultz reports this, he works for Fox, that the Commanders and the Houston Texans have had significant interest in trading for 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel, with talks progressing in recent days, sources tell NFL on Fox. Jordan Schultz, other teams include the Steelers and Broncos, but nobody has been as aggressive as Houston and Washington have been here in trying to acquire the services of Deebo Samuel. I personally, I feel good about this move in a bunch of ways. Like when I say move, just that they are in talks or aggressively pursuing this. I feel good in multiple ways, but not that I'm surprised, but I think it is interesting that there are some people who really aren't fans of this move. Both text line, YouTube, Twitch. I think Reggie, I heard Reggie talking about it on In the Loop. Not a huge fan. I personally, I like the thought of Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, I love the thought of Deebo Samuel. I absolutely love it. I understand why some folks may be skeptical. I understand why some folks may have a little pause for cause, if you will, or cause for pause, I guess. Look, I mean, there's stories out there of being 20 pounds overweight and that strain, the relationship between him and Shanahan. There's obviously a couple years ago where, there was some drama around his usage and just, you know, how much he was being used versus, I'm sure, how much he was being paid. And so, you know, things haven't been, peachy keen in San Francisco his entire time out there. But, there's a few things here for me with Deebo Samuel being a Houston Texan potentially. I think number one, you know, he was one of the faces of an organization that from a physicality standpoint, were as good, if not better, than anybody in the league from a physicality standpoint on both sides of the football. Give me some of that. When you look at what he brings to the table offensively from a weapon perspective, I'm going to assume that he's okay with going back and probably wants to go back to some of the ways he was being used a couple of years ago, running back slash wide receiver. That weapon, those guys don't come around very often. There's a handful of them in the league. They don't come available very often. They're hard to find in the draft. When you do find them, it's a huge gamble. Give me the guy that's proven and got pelts on the wall. Thirdly is I am not, I don't subscribe typically to in Nick Caserio we trust. I think that's almost like an out. It's a soft out of not having an opinion, right? I'll just trust him. Yeah, I just trust D'Amico. Like I just trust Nick. Like okay, you don't have a take. You don't have an opinion. You don't care, which is fine. But let's not put it on Nick and D'Amico. Like I hate that phrase. I'm gonna use it. I think it's very fitting. When you look at Deebo Samuel, yes, there are concerns there with Deebo Samuel. Nobody is more concerned about the diva actions a couple of years back and how it's impacted his play. Nobody's more critical of players, especially skilled players that are trying to play at 20 pounds overweight. You want to talk about injuries, gain you some weight and you can get injured real quick, right? Nobody's more critical of that than me. I'm leaning heavily into D'Amico Ryans here. If this becomes a real thing, and I'm not even talking about the Texans signing him or trading for him, but a real thing where, hey, the Texans are involved. They're trying to pull this thing off. I am leaning heavily into D'Amico I trust. D'Amico was in that locker room. D'Amico knows what Deebo Samuel's all about. D'Amico knows whether he can push the buttons that'll get Deebo Samuel back into shape and get him playing, you know, the way he was a couple of years ago. And I think if anybody can get the best out of Deebo Samuel, it's a guy in D'Amico Ryans that's been there. So this is one time when I'm going to lean heavily into, hey, D'Amico, I trust, baby.
Yeah, text line coming through. Signing Deebo Samuels would fill a need for the Texans and allow them to look for wide receiver later in the draft. Sign me up for any playmakers. I don't think Deebo is washed.
I don't either.
Right. I think I'm not saying that Deebo is the guy that was, I mean, just one of the top overall weapons in football. I'm not saying he's there. But boy, man, I still think, Clint, he is a guy that one offense defenses have some concerns about. And when they see him in motion, there's a bit of a freak out. There's a, what is he going to do? How are they going to use him? And I don't even necessarily go with, hey, he could touch it and he's capable of hitting his head on the goalpost immediately. But he is a guy that touches it, that on a screen, on a handoff, on a toss, on a slant, that he can get big chunk plays, field position changing plays. He can get 25, 30. And to me, the only – you got Nico and Joe Mixon from an – you know, also as well. Those are the only two guys that can do that. And Joe's aging as well, so you wonder how much is that on the offense that can do that. And I'm sorry, he knows the system, has played in the system, and just a creative type of player, if you're going to be creative with him, that you can use to get him. I think Cooper Kupp is a good football player and would be a good fit as well. I do think Cooper may be a little further away from his prime than I think Deebo is. And I definitely believe that for Stephon Diggs, yeah. Real or fake.
Real or fake.
I think that's why I couldn't remember his name earlier today.
You thought it was the other guy, right?
Yeah.
Look, I mean, you want to talk, take this thing a step further. You want to talk about the ability to take some pressure off the offensive line and C.J. Stroud. I mean, this move immediately gives you a second option out of the backfield to Joe Mixon. And I'm not saying you turn around and hand it to him 20 times a game. I'm just simply saying he gives you an option there, like a much better option than 33 and who was the other back? Damian Pierce. Like a much better option, like weapon in that role right there. He gives you like a legit, like NFL wide, no matter who you're playing, threat in the screen game. And those are ways to take pressure off of CJ Stroud and off of the offensive line. It's not going to happen just by an offensive line coach teaching technique and fundamentals. You got to have a scheme and you got to have the players that fit that scheme. I just think Deebo Samuel, is this one right here. I'm more excited about this one than I should be.
I'm gonna be completely honest, fellas. I am watching Deebo Samuel highlight right now. My man just took a 4-yard slant on 3rd and 8 to the house. And for about 20 yards, he got hit by 4 or 5 people and still got into the end zone.
Bad effort.
My favorite part of this overall is Clint, that they are clearly letting it be known, letting it be reported that not just there's interest, there is significant interest. And that at least makes me believe, they are serious about filling this void. Filling the void of second receiver, and so serious about it, they are willing to give up pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to maybe towards the top of the list in who they...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Who would want to give up? And I like that part. I hope they have this same mindset when it comes to the interior offensive line as well, that they'll go to the top of the thing.
Yep.
That to me is my favorite part of it all for the Texans is Deebo Samuel is arguably the top free agent receiver on the, like, there's an argument he is at, if there's
he's
tiers.
He's not a free agent, but the available.
I'm sorry. Yeah. If there's a tier of receivers available, yeah, I think he'd probably be in that top tier. And I think it is a really good sign if you're a Texans fan, how serious they are about filling that.
Yeah, look, and we'll take it another step. We'll take another step further. I mean, you were talking about a red zone threat, like the ability to catch that little screen game, that little quick screen, on the 4-yard line, the ability to toss it to him on the goal line, the ability to motion him into the backfield and hand it to him downhill. The jet, like all of it is just it's a weapon. Like we are conditioned from the Bobby Slowick days to all receivers can do all things, and we're back here handing jet sweeps off to Xavier Hutchinson. No offense, Hutch, but damn, I mean that ain't the idea right there, right? I mean you're talking about like specialty players, and this is one where he helps you tremendously on several fronts where you need help. And there's he's a unicorn. There's just not – there ain't but a handful of them walking around, and I don't like taking the risk in the draft to try to find one.
Yeah. All right. People rolling through here. Do you maybe think Debo could put on a few more pounds and he could play offensive line? No. But as Clint said, he can help the offensive line.
D'Amico Ryans knows whether he can address that weight issue or not, or if that is a problem.
Yeah. Like I said, man, they are serious about filling that void. And that is to me exciting if you're a Houston Texans fan, that they are, maybe it's not him. Maybe it isn't Debo. Maybe it doesn't end up being Debo.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.